Hey guys, in this episode, I'm going to be talking with Naz, my really good friend. She's the founder of Queens Move, and she started this dance group as a movement to empower women through dance. So she asked me to share some of her first relationship with her followers. So in this episode, we're going to discuss how our childhood now affects our romantic relationships as women.
And so as a child, we have an attachment style, and in a relationship as an adult, we also have an attachment style. And I think that when people find out their attachment style, they kind of realize, well, okay, well, maybe that's the reason why, you know, I date this particular guy all the time. Yeah. Or that's the reason why I date these particular types of guys all the time. Your attachment style can also determine, like, you know, how fast you move in a relationship. How the relationship ends, also how you communicate in a relationship. When a child is in a relationship like that with their caregiver, they're so confused and they don't really understand how to deal with the emotions or how to deal with the situation. It's quite hard for a child to manage all their emotions, especially at a very young age. But why is that important? Because as we get older, sometimes that attachment style that we have as kids stays with us.
I feel like everyone can relate to what you're saying, or is it meant to be like, oh, you're from this culture, you're from that culture? Or can everyone kind of relate in that sense?
Well, I believe that everyone can relate to what I'm saying as it refers to what did your parents teach you about finance? You about emotion? What did they tell you not to feel? What were you, you know, what did your parents get upset for, like, that you did that you thought was wrong? Or what are their ideas that they put on you? You know what I mean? That you now have as an adult without even being aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. Is there, like, let's say you just grew up with both parents in one household. And would you find that as equal, like, that when you grew up that you would be fine in your adult relationships, or do you feel like there has to be a reason for you to have a problem in your adult relationship? Does that make sense?
Are you trying to say, like, even if you have a good relationship with your parents but you have issues in your romantic relationship?
Yeah,
I definitely believe that sometimes our experiences as a child, we're not always as fully aware of how they affect us. And so we might think, like, yeah, I had a great relationship with my mom, I had a great relationship with my dad.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, a romantic relationship, like, it just falls to pieces. But exactly. I personally believe that all behavior has meaning. And there's a root to every single type of behavior. And there's a reason that, you know, there's always a reason for everything. And many of the times when we think that we had a great relationship with our parents and everything was okay, there's a lot of things that we didn't even talk to our parents about. That's why maybe the relationship was so great, you know, or maybe it was because it was like a surface relationship and it didn't go deep. So when you have a deep relationship with a romantic partner, then it starts to bring up different conversations and, like, different things that you are not really comfortable with, you know. But I would say that if you're coming from a background where you had a great relationship with your parents, even if you're able to talk to them about anything, and then you realize that you get into a relationship with someone and, you know, if these things are not going the way that you thought that they would have gone, look at all of finds, like, all of the triggers, all of the things that would make you upset, or the things that make you feel insecure, the things that make you doubt your relationship or doubt if that person feels the same way as you. Look at all of the triggers. So let's say, like, if you guys are out and all of a sudden, you know, someone comes and speaks to him and you feel a way, like, ask yourself, like, why do I feel this way? Like, why is it that is bothering me? You know what I mean? And then try to work back to think where that feeling came from and where it started. Because a lot of the times, even it might not even come from parents, it might come from school, because a lot of the times, like, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in school that develop a lot of insecurities, and we like allow people to put their idea of us, you know, we kind of believe what people say, especially when we're young, you know, so we believe a lot of things that are not true about ourselves, and then when we get into a relationship, it's like, you know, you're a bit confused.
Because I can definitely tell with the guys I used to date, I feel like, personally, I'm just talking about my experience because I don't have a lot of knowledge on this topic, so this is just like my personal experience. I could definitely see that there's traits in these guys that my dad has that I didn't like. I personally, as a daughter, like, I didn't like those traits, but now somehow I'm finding them in the men I'm dating, which doesn't really, you know, because I knew for myself, like, I didn't want that. So why am I, like, why am I finding it? Is it comfort? Is it because that's what I know?
It's because that's what you are. Remember, when you were younger, your first experience with a relationship with anyone at all was with your caregivers. They were the people who taught you how to love, what was right, what was wrong. And so that's a very familiar thing. So as you get older now, you're going to seek the familiar, you know? So yeah, and that's fine. I do the same thing. And I'm so scared of it.
Exactly.
Like, it's almost like you don't realize until, like, you get into the relationship. Like, how the hell did I end up with the same type of guy again?
And you know, it's so funny because me personally is like, I don't see it until I'm out of it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, no. Like, you step back.
You're like, oh wow, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, you realize after that, oh wow, this is some BS, because I don't want that. I don't want that for myself or my kids. So why am I attracted to that? You get what I'm saying?
But you know, right? A lot of the times we are attracted to what is not good for us.
Yeah, it's true.
Knowing what you are attracted to and why sometimes help. So for me, I'm attracted to guys that want fixing. Like, I don't know why. I love a guy, like a bad guy, like a guy that just, like, you know, has it. Like, you know what? I mean, I'll help you. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll put my hand.
Exactly.
So it's like, I have to move away from that type. But before I do that, because sometimes when you leave a relationship, you're not yourself. You need to completely find yourself. Yeah. I don't know. Everyone finds themselves different. But when you move away from a relationship that was toxic, take time for yourself. Completely take time for yourself. And when you take time for yourself, you find yourself. You even see, like, your triggers in your relationships with, like, your family and your friends. And then it's like, you know what? Yeah, when I get into the next relationship, I'm not taking shit from anybody, or, you know, I'm going to be firm about the things that I'm trying to fix.
Yeah. So, people, like, if you have any questions, please just press the box button and write your questions down so we can answer them, because this is for you lot to... because a lot of you don't really know me or don't know my brand, but this is Queen's Move. So I made this. I wanted to unite, like, women, and I think, like, for me, I like my circle. We talk a lot about men and our relationships and just, you know, how bad a guy had treated us or what we did in a relationship. So I just know, like, I wanted this topic to surface on my page just so people can get some clarity on this topic, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's important, like, if I want to uplift women, I think it's important to talk about the things that we usually talk about, us women, when we meet up.
Yeah.
In it, yeah. So basically, Yeah, no, I can give you some examples of like my I'm not ashamed to share. So like I want some answers like for my personal questions. So yeah, so let's say I have some, like my dad has some traits, right? That, as I said, like I really didn't like. And then I find like the people I have been in relationships with, they kind of have the same trait that I felt like I needed to do a lot. Like I needed to basically always give them so much, but I didn't really receive anything back. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? Like,
yeah,
I was definitely giving and giving and giving, but didn't really receive anything. And mm-hmm. you know, maybe people that haven't had a bad relationship with their dad, that they would have been like, oh, I'm out, you know, this is not for me, this is disrespectful, blah blah. But why would I want to be in that? You know what I'm saying? Like why am I still in that and trying to like get this love from someone that's clearly not giving it back? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I understand.
I felt like in like actions and yeah, basically service and actions, I did a lot, but didn't really get the same energy back. So mm-hmm. yeah, I wanted to know, like, basically, what kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think that this is for everyone, not only girls who would have had a problem with their dad, but girls that would have had a problem with their mom, or just girls that have a problem with relationships, and we all do.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the times when you are in a relationship and you are the person that is giving, 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 and that person is taking, 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 and you're okay with that, that's toxic for you. But you don't
100%.
Realize it's natural for you to give. But you also don't, yes, it's natural for you to give, but there's some people who would say, you know what, I've given you this and I've been like this to you, but you're treating me in a bad way, I'm cutting this off. But there's some people who say, no, you know what, I still want to be there, I still want to give, still want to give.
And
when we were younger, there's a particular need that wasn't met. So in relationships, we search for it and we search for it, we give and we give and we give and we give. And when we feel it's not met, we still keep giving until we can find some type of something to hold on to validate that, yes, this person actually does care for me. This person actually does love me. And all the things of my thoughts in my head, you know, I can now validate them. It is true, this person, you know, but they never give it. They themselves have, you know, issues. And a lot of guys have issues where, in the sense, they were not even given emotional support from their mother, their father. And a lot of boys are taught to not express their emotions. A lot of boys are taught to suppress their emotions. So you find that a lot of guys don't even know how to help themselves. You know what I mean? But when it comes in your case now, where it's like you're giving, you're giving, you're giving, you're giving, you're giving, and you're not receiving, it's because, one, that person may also have a problem because it's toxic just to take. And second of all, it's that your needs are not being met, but not from this, but from way before. So you're trying to fix something.
Okay. And that's exactly what you said. I definitely feel like they must have had some issues as well.
Giving, giving, giving to you. Are you gonna behave like that?
Yeah.
So like, I'm not
exactly.
Like,
what's wrong with you? I definitely feel like, as you said something. You said that you didn't really have that care, and that's true. Like I have definitely felt when I grew up, like I was I was always helping my parents. I was always doing a lot, but didn't really receive any care back, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why, like, I search it in someone that's but I'm searching it in the wrong person, you know, because they were like, they obviously have the same issues that my parents had, you know.
So they're not able to say like thank you, or like I appreciate, or like, you know, they don't they're not sure how to move with words and emotions around a person that gives so much.
Exactly.
But sometimes I think guys can make us also think that something's wrong with us because they don't know what's wrong with them. So be very wary of that. Because I find that a lot of guys, you know, they don't know too. Everyone's just trying to figure it out.
So there is a question. How do you heal from that so you don't fall back into those kinds of relationships? That's a good question.
Yeah. So I think the first thing is to realize that you were in a situation that was toxic and that it was not all your fault and that the other person was also toxic because it takes two. It's not just one.
100%.
I think that the second thing to do is just to say to yourself, all right, the next relationship that I go into, if it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when you get there, don't accept anything that you know is wrong. If you think it's wrong, say it's wrong, communicate and let that other person know. Because a lot of the times how these relationships start or how we end up in the same relationships is when we accept wrong things. But if we don't accept them, if we don't say like, you know, this is not okay, if we don't say like, you know, I'm not okay with this, then it will continue and then we'll find ourselves in the cycle like again. So it's to almost correct it when it comes and then either push it away or deal with it so that that person knows that, you know, this is not okay and they either fix it or move on. Because some people don't want to like, you know, they think that there's some people who are like blamers, like even though they know that it's them, they want to blame you or they feel like they're
I definitely feel like that was the case, you know, that you get blamed. Like, you know what it is? It's really toxic. I feel like even though you gave so much, it was never enough, if that makes sense. And it was like they would, I don't think they did it intentionally, but it would like put you down and they were kind of like if you had any confidence, that confidence would be gone. Like, you were trying to break your confidence to think that they are your whole world, or like they are everything. You get what I'm saying?
Which is
really, really toxic. But, and it's really indirect, like you don't realize until it's happening, you know, until you're out of it, then you realize, oh wow, they really mind fucked me, you know, they really manipulated me.
And that is abuse, you know, it's abuse. People don't want to talk about it, but that is a form of abuse. When people, you know, make you feel less than what you are purposely. And maybe it's because it happened to them, you understand? So they don't know how, they haven't fixed that. And they just want to, they do it to you because they don't know how to embrace you and how to love you.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I was actually talking with a guy about kind of this topic. It was like he was saying he was seeing this this girl, and basically she would like, it ended really bad, like it ended really bad for them, but she did something wrong, if that makes sense. It ended bad, but he said that she will always say, why do you love me? Why do you want to be with me? You know? So she couldn't receive love, I feel. I feel like she was not, like, she didn't think she was worthy. And that's why it ended it how it ended. Because she couldn't receive love from a person because she didn't know that she could be, like, loved, you know? As she should.
You know what I mean? And I can definitely understand when that girl says that she feels she's not worthy of love. But that's all these different ideas that she would pull herself as she was growing up, you know, because that doesn't just start like, you know, and in our teens, that starts from deep, like, you know, childhood. So she would herself believe that she wasn't worthy of love, maybe from how someone would have tried to love her. So she would have thought, well, maybe they don't love me today, you know, but they love me tomorrow, or maybe, you know,
she thinks
I'm not worthy. So as she gets older, then she doesn't really see herself as worthy as receiving love from what, teachers, friends, relationships, family. So she puts herself in the back seat because she doesn't think she's worthy of love.
Exactly. And I definitely think that was the case for her. Like when I talked to the guy about this, I was like, wow, okay, she must really, really think that she's not worth loving, you know? And that's why, you know, when you don't think you're worth loving, that there's nothing to hold on to because you don't know your worth, you know? So it's like, oh, okay, so let me fuck this up before he leaves me or before he doesn't love me anymore.
Yeah, so they self-sabotage the whole situation so that they can avoid that hurt. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, and that's really sad, you know, but in these cases where everything gets so toxic and you realize, oh wow, this has a link to my childhood and my parents and stuff, you said the first step is to be aware.
Yeah,
but what can you actually do? Okay, now I'm aware. What can I do? Do I need to go to therapy? Do I need to talk to friends? What do I need to do?
Yeah, so I think the first step in being aware is just observing yourself. And I know that sounds weird, but if you even the slightest things that get you upset, or the things that make you feel insecure, or the times that you have low self-esteem, or the times you feel depressed, or if you are anxious, like when you're in that present moment, like ask yourself, why am I feeling anxious? Like why is it, what is it about this situation that makes me feel this way? If you're angry, ask yourself, like, why is it that I get so angry? Why is it that I'm allowing this to make me angry? But know that all emotions are made to be felt. So no emotion is wrong. Emotions are your, like, emotions are there to help you. So they'll tell you, like, hey, you feel this way. And then you can think about it and be like, why do I feel this way? And that's when you become aware, because a lot of the times when we're not aware is when we just feel it, but we don't think about it. We just act and we just, like, you know, and then we do it again, but we don't think about it. So being aware is just taking note of all the things that trigger us and how we feel and why we feel it when we're in the moment. And even if you don't, like, remember to feel that in the moment, then you can always think about it the next day. And definitely a therapy. Like, there's nothing wrong with talking to someone at all.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, it just sounds like a circle going around, but I can still hear you.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely therapy. There's nothing wrong with talking to someone. I feel like, I don't know how people view going to therapy here in the UK, but I feel like in Barbados, where I'm from, like, therapy is such a taboo thing. Like, if somebody's going to see a psychologist, it means that something's wrong with them. And I think that is absolutely crazy. I feel like a psychologist or a therapist is there to help you and to guide you and to just help you improve. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. And I always, like, encourage couples to go to therapy, because, like, that's the best investment that you can give to you as a couple, to yourselves. So there's nothing wrong with therapy at all.
Yeah, because I definitely feel in my culture as well, it's really, really taboo to go to a therapist. Like, if you go to therapy, it means, like, you have mental issues, and people don't even believe in mental issues in my culture. So if, let's say, there is a person who don't feel comfortable going to therapy because they feel, not because they feel like it's taboo, but because they don't want to talk to a stranger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any way you can heal on your own? Like, maybe do some stuff and get knowledge on your own.
Yeah, 100%. I think that a lot of people are scared because of, like, you know, confidentiality and just, like, not being able to trust in the first place. And then, like, you know, asking if you're going to talk to somebody. A lot of people won't do that. So I would say, if you want to talk to a therapist and you're not sure what your problem is or what you're having trouble with, go online and type in, you know, I feel anxious when X, Y, and Z, or I don't like when, I'm telling you, something will come up. Something will come up. and it will lead you into an area of research that you can just delve into, and you can search for, you know, what it is that you can relate with, and then you can go from there. So it's all about research, you know, but only you can do that, because only you would know how you feel. And if you want to be, you know, just quiet about your situation, then you will be the best person to research what you feel, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I personally feel like I know some people who have went to therapy, and it, for some it has helped. For others, they don't feel like it has been a big of a help. But I personally, like with my journey, I feel like I didn't want it to go to therapy because I have a lot of trust issues, as you said. Like you have the issues with, like, if you have a trust issue in the first place, why the heck would you go to a stranger? And what was I saying? about therapy. Yeah. So I definitely feel like I had a lot of, as you said, the first problem for me was a lot of trust issues. So if I have trust issues, I wouldn't go to a stranger and talk. So for me, I feel like how I built myself and how I was like, enough is enough, was literally to talk to my family members. Not directly to my parents, because I know my parents, and I feel like the confrontation with them would be pointless. Because I don't feel like they will ever get to that point where they will be like, oh, I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry, or, you know, acknowledging the issues. Like, I feel like that would be pointless. So I feel like I talked to some family members, and obviously they are biased because they know my parents, right? Then I feel like I was lucky enough to meet a lot of friends who have a lot of knowledge, and I literally just educated myself. I feel like I went online, searched for a lot of things, was trying to figure out why am I the way I am, and why is it affecting my relationships. And to be quite honest with you, it wasn't only relationship with a guy or like a partner. It would be with, let's say, friends as well, right? So then when I have had a little bit of knowledge, I was like, okay, this is what I know now. Now I know if that situation's happened, I can be like, oh, okay, I know now. Like, I can link things. And I can see the red flags. I can see, like, I can tell when it's going toxic. And then I literally only focused on myself. Period. Mm. I was like, okay, I need to get things going for myself now. I have been giving. It didn't work. Or I felt like, I'm saying for myself, right? I felt like I've been giving. And now I just need to focus on myself and do what do I want in life? What kind of person do I want to be? That's where, like, I moved to London. I got out of a relationship, and I was like, okay, now I need to get things going for myself. What do I want? Okay, write down goals. This is what I want in life. Like, this is, I wrote, like, obviously career goals, but also just personal goals. What kind of person do I want to be perceived as? What kind of person do I want to be? Who do I inspire to be? And after that, I was like, one of the first, like, career goals was mega brand. And I was like, one day something just came to me, Queen's Move, boom. And I know it's still new, like this whole healing journey is new for me, so I'm not like, I'm still on it, but I just knew I want things going for myself. I will right now focus on myself. I need to heal, so when I'm healing, I cannot be in, you know, I cannot I obviously you can't be with someone when you are healing, I feel, but I didn't wanna go back to my toxic ways of being with someone. Yeah. Does that make sense?
So for me
I feel like my healing process was really just, obviously, as you said, acknowledge the problem, know what your bad traits are, know what you are attracted to, why are you attracted to them, link them to your own childhood, your parents, and after that I was like, yep, I need to focus on myself now, I need to find out what I want in life, what person I want to be, and I'm going for it, nothing can stop me.
100%. Period.
And literally that's how I feel like I started my healing process. So it wasn't through therapy necessarily, but I understand that that's also a way of doing it, you know?
Yeah. Because everyone, I think, will have a different journey, and that's the most beautiful thing about it. You know what I mean? Your journey will never be the same as anyone else. So it's just something that you have to create while you do it, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I believe that this move is going to be very, very, very powerful. It is already inspiring. And I know, it's something you have. Like, you have the thing, you have this very inspirational but powerful, like, you know, very assertive, especially when you dance, about your different personality.
Thank you, Kim. Oh my god, now it's all about me. thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and you know, and I think, as I said, you know, when you're focusing on yourself and you kind of build a worth for yourself, like that, no, that was literally that. No one can tell you shit. Like,
nope.
No,
because
no,
you were already done the steps, you've been through the process. So who is this person to come and tell me, you know, that you know, I can't do something when I've done it already and I feel it in myself?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, when I set these personal and career goals, I was like, I'm gonna build my worth, I'm gonna know my worth, I'm gonna know what I tolerate, what I don't, and what is disrespectful, what is respectful. Because because obviously I didn't have a foundation. I didn't have a foundation before. Like how am I expecting someone to know my worth when I don't even know it?
That's what I mean. And that's something that I'm also working on myself.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of the times you think that because I know what I want to do in life, that means that I have this standard and I won't accept things from people. But sometimes, you know, you accept shit and you have to tell yourself, no, this is not happening. I'm not allowing it. And you have to pull yourself back. But a lot of the times, yes, it's hard to do. But if you fail to do it the first time, don't worry. Do it the next time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just 100%. Keep trying. Honestly, keep trying.
I 100% agree with that. There's nothing wrong with failing. There's nothing,
nothing wrong.
With
failing is great. Having...
Exactly. It's because it's a lesson, right? It's a lesson.
Yeah.
So there will be bumps on the ride. Like nobody said, okay, today I wanna be this person, and then tomorrow you that person. No, it takes time, you know. Yeah. It takes time to build. And a lot of days where you cry.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of crying. I think people really get discouraged when the process is not going the way that it was supposed to go. And that's me. Like, I get upset too, you know? I'm very, very discouraged. But then I have to talk to people like you and people like, you know, my mom and my sister, and they kind of get me back on track. Because I can't do it alone.
No, 100%. No. And you know, and that's why, you know, it's so powerful you say that, because I think now it's about me again. But I'm just gonna give, like, because
keep
I don't
talking.
Have, yeah. So basically, you know, when I made Queen's Move, it was really honestly and truthfully, obviously it's about dance, but I wanted to incorporate important topics for women. Because I feel like us women sometimes we can really tear each other down sometimes, mm-hmm. And I understand that, like I'm not saying I'm perfect either, but I think now is the time to really, you know, unite with women, because I feel like that's so powerful when I work with women or talk with women or feel like women are close to me. I feel more inspired and more powerful to go on with my journey.
Yeah, especially when they're cheering you on and it's genuine, yeah. You know?
Exactly, mm-hmm. That's genuine. Of course, it has to be genuine, you know? Yeah. And us women, we are good to tell what's genuine, yeah. And what's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. We always have that intuition.
But some people do, some people don't, you know? And a lot of people are so naive, but beautifully naive to everyone and, like, you know, embracing everyone. And there's some people who are not genuinely there for you. And you have to be really wary of people. And if they're not, just cut them off. It's simple as that. You know, 100%. And when I say cut them off, I don't necessarily stop communicating with them, because I can't tell you how to do that. You have to your boundaries and whatever you will put up with, you know.
Yeah. I definitely feel like you don't have to end things in a bad way. You can definitely still be cool with people, but not have them as close to your heart, you know.
Yeah.
And that goes to like all human you meet in life, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with being a good person in the end. Obviously, if someone has hurt you, I understand that. But then you need to release that hurt to move on, you know, and to not have that on you. But yeah. Anyway. So I think it's great you saying, like, you talk to your mom, talk to your sister, like, talk to your friends, and they help you with your healing process, because that's actually really beautiful that there are women and friends around you that can help you in your journey, you know?
Mm-hmm. You said something about releasing hurt. I just want to talk about that quickly. I'm actually still struggling with releasing hurt, but I do know that releasing hurt obviously means that someone hurt you, and trying to forgive them, in other ways. So the Christians would say forgive, you know. Other people would say forget, and, like, you know, completely cut off that person. But I choose to want to understand why a person did what they did, you understand? So let me talk, like my father, for example. My father has hurt me, but I try to really understand what it is that caused his behavior. And when I looked at him, and I looked at his father, my grandfather, and how my grandfather would have treated him, then I can understand why he treats me like that. Because he was not taught to be, you know, he wasn't taught to be a proper father, because he didn't even have a proper example in the beginning, you know. And a lot of things also influence him not wanting to change or take responsibility or take ownership. So at the same time, while, you know, I get angry, I remember things, but I'm able to understand the reasons behind his behavior. But, you know, we don't have to do this for everybody. It's only the ones that, you know, really, really, really hurt us, that we're still holding on to, that we're like, you know what, I really wish I could, like, move past this. Like, how can I move past this? Sometimes it helps if you can understand that person also maybe did it from a place of hurt, and that, you know, it's not right, you shouldn't accept it, but understanding why a person does something kind of eases some of the pain, because then you realize it's not 100% you at all, you know?
Mm. Yeah, 100%. And I agree with you, you know, it is really, really difficult to release a deeper hurt, you know, someone you loved. It's really, really hard to release that pain. I think personally what has helped me has literally been like writing letters to that person.
Nice.
But not really like giving them to them. Because it doesn't make sense, really, because that, you know, but for my own sake, you know, somehow release that. Like, I still find it hard to forgive, you know, forgive people. Yeah. Like because I feel like it's hard to forgive when you can't forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, no, I'm not angry at you, but I haven't forgiven you until you apologize. But mm-hmm. but then again, it's like you cannot wait for that apology, you mm-hmm. know, because mm-hmm. maybe you will never mm-hmm. get it. Maybe that person don't even realize what they have done or what they're doing.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that's like a lot of the times when we look for these apologies in our childhood and we don't receive them, when we get into relationships as adults, we still look for apologies, you know what I mean? But we don't know how to address the hurt that we had. So then we look for someone else to address it for us, but it will never, no one can address it for you. You have to address it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 5 minutes left. Wow, this went quick.
Fast.
I just want to say to the people that are watching, if you have any questions, shoot them now. We have like 4 minutes before the live ends.
And it was really cool. We had a good conversation.
Yeah, I feel like conversation like this are needed, you know, because...
It's just like the things that we don't talk about.
Exactly. It's the things we don't... Yeah, sorry, go on. Yeah.
No. That's what I was saying. The things we don't talk about.
Yeah, the things we don't talk about, the things we don't really address, unless mm-hmm. it's someone really, really close. And even mm-hmm. then, like I know with myself, I don't think there's a lot of my friends that I have talked about my parents at all. Like, yeah, I have talked about my parents, but not in the way how they hurt me.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
So it's like, is really, really rare that, because obviously, as I said earlier, like I have that trust issue, you know?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
it's like, can I trust you with this? But yeah, anyway. But now I feel like with my healing journey, I'm willing to share, I'm willing to inspire people that mm-hmm. have been in the same position as me to release anything, because I felt when I try to release a lot of pain, that's where I felt better in myself, and that's where I developed as a person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
It happens, and I feel like especially during lockdown, I was forced.
we were forced to find ourselves.
I was forced to find myself. I was sitting in the house like. So. I'm just thinking about all the shit, and now I need to deal with it. Cause you know, sometimes you feel like you have dealt with it, but then you really haven't because you have been busy.
Yeah. But now you have time to really think about it. It makes you realize how much you haven't dealt with it.
Exactly. My point, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's still good to share, because when you share, other people can relate to what you're saying. And you don't know who you're helping when you share, because sometimes people feel like they're very alone, and they feel alone with their problems, alone in the world, and they feel like no one understands. But when you share, it's like you help so much people, and you're not even aware of how powerful that is, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And someone is saying, thank you so much for this. It was really insightful and needed. Oh, thank you. We happy
thank
we
you.
Could help.
Yeah, but this was really good.
Yeah.
If you do have any questions, you can just send me a message. My page is at firstrelationship.uk. I'd be more than happy to try my best to answer for you. I also do lives and videos with a clinical psychologist who has all like the professional like shit down pat, and she talks and she explains and she does lives and interviews with me as well. So any questions that you have that I'm not able to answer, I can always ask her for you. All right, you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a beautiful evening.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you enjoyed that episode. Follow us on Instagram for more content. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us again next Sunday for another episode. One love, guys.